We have new neighbors moving in next door. I hope they aren't like the common reeds.
Who are the reeds?
Not who, Yael, what. The common reed, Phragmites australis, is a non-native invasive plant that has taken over hundreds of thousands of acres of wetlands along the east coast of the U.S.
Oh, I heard about that. The tall grass-like plants are invading marshes and squeezing out native wetland plants.
Right. Not only does this decrease natural plant diversity in these habitats, but it reduces food and habitat for wildlife as well. The reeds suck up more water than the native plants did, and so the marshlands are being transformed into dry, dense fields of reeds where nothing else can easily grow or live. Scientists at the University of Delaware discovered that the invasive strain of Phragmites uses chemical warfare to kill off its neighbors. The reeds release a compound called gallic acid from their roots into the soil, which disintegrates the roots of neighboring plants, causing them to collapse and die.
Whoa, they're literally toppling the competition.
Exactly. Non-native strains of Phragmites also secrete toxins, which keeps other plants from growing too close to them. But the higher concentrations of toxin from the non-native reeds allows them to conquer new territories. Scientists hope the discovery of the reeds' underground toxin will help them find new ways to protect our wetlands from exotic invaders. They are attempting to identify plants that are naturally resistant to the invasive reeds' toxins. Perhaps they can preserve native plants and control the spread of the killer reed.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University with production support from the American Society of Plant Biologists.
Today's program was prepared by Sue Ann Zollinger with help from Jim Beaver in biology. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.